Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We talked about LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers ride on the subway yesterday, and I just told you how there was a guy who represented us all, those who have grinded it out on the subway, those who don't want to be there, those who have somewhere to be that doesn't involve someone else's somewhere to be. Don't look at me, don't talk to me, and don't film me, because I've got a life that's just as important as yours. Get out of my face.
Oh, y'all are just curmudgeons.
No, we're not. This is the way, if you grew up here like we did, you'd feel the same way.
Just angry. I know. Yeah, if I grew up here, I'd feel the same way. Angry.
Yeah, that's right. And James Michelangelo was the man on that video when LeBron turned the camera to him as he's sitting on the subway. And he said, he spoke for all of us when he put his hand to the camera and said, "Can you not?" So here he is on the phone with us right now. James, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
So this was an amazing moment for a lot of people. And then there's people who are non-New Yorkers who are going to say, how can this guy see LeBron James, and even if he doesn't know who he is, be that upset by that moment? So I understand it. Explain to the people, because we're on a national radio show, explain to the people your point of view and how this went down and why you did what you did.
Sure. I mean, listen, you know as well as I do, living in a city like New York, it is unlike any place else, and the New York City subway is inundated with, you know, millions of people every day. We all have to coexist. Everyone's really busy. It's an intense city, and so there are rules. There are unspoken rules that we all have with each other, and even when tourists come, we kind of, like, herd them into those rules in a very nice way, and when someone gets out of line, we have to let them know. But, you know, it's not, like, in a really... You know, I wasn't really angry. I was annoyed, and I don't like a man spread messing up my morning.
A man spread, if it's a female spread, yeah, we're all in line with that. No, okay. So
have you watched my video?
I have not. Okay, listen, well, so but what you did is not
my wife. Yeah, uh-huh.
What you did is not solely New York. Anyone anywhere would say, hey, don't take a picture of me. Am I correct?
Well, you know what? In this digital iPhone age, I'm not sure. I think some people don't mind it, and I think other people do. I'm one of those people that do. I mean, I'm in entertainment, and I get on camera a lot, so I kind of want my sacred space, and I feel like the New York City subway or public transportation should be off limits to that.
Now, LeBron James, when he sits down next to you and you're thinking, the first thing you're thinking is, all right, I'm getting pushed around a little bit. This is ridiculous. The second thing, the camera's in your face. Yeah, at what point were you really? It was the camera that set you off, though. But prior to that, them walking in like they own the place, that was an issue, too, right?
No, actually, the issue was he sat down next to me and squished me, but he almost hit me in the head three times with his elbow.
Oh,
and then he actually did kind of like knocked or like touched my forehead. But, you know, it was, again, one of those moments on the subway where you're like, hey, you're about to hit my head. And I put my hand up, and his bodyguard in front of me, who, by the way, is half his size and looks like a water boy. I don't know why he needs a bodyguard. But he was like, you know, hey, watch him. And I was like, really, dude? I was like, he's about to elbow me in the head.
Did LeBron not say excuse me?
No, in fact...
Oh, well, he's a New Yorker then, because no one says excuse me around here. Way to go, that's LeBron!
That's not true. That's so not true, and you know that.
No, I know. I'm telling the truth. I know that.
Oh, stop. Come on. You're not on the subway. You get Ubers and you drive your Mercedes
around. They don't say excuse me either.
Yeah, give me a break. I mean, if you're on the subway like me and James, you'd know that there are some polite people that say excuse me that understand what the deal is. That does exist.
All New Yorkers are.
Yeah.
Unless they stand in front of the door and then they turn sideways, which, by the way, doesn't help. But aside from that, everybody's really cool and they usually know their space.
So, James, you had a choice to make, and I would have done the same thing you did. You either could have gone anonymous and said, all right, this moment, I'm just going to go on with my day, or you're going to go out there and talk about it with us and other people. Why did you make the decision that you did to go public with all of it?
You know, it's fun, and I'm a New Yorker, like I said, and I'm in both, you know, I'm a comic and I'm in real estate. I'm out there in New York a lot, and I just thought it was like a fun opportunity to talk about this, you know? And listen, he tweeted it out, and then other people kept on tweeting it, and I was inundated yesterday, and I thought, well, you know, I can't just ignore this.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, I would have done the same thing, especially it's your face, you're out there, especially right. If you're doing, now you've got a new show that you're starting, JMA New York, what's that about?
Yeah, it's a talk show that combines comedy and real estate. It's for the digital market, and we have two platforms.
Oh, no, we lost him.
Oh, he was on the subway.
We lost him.
Mm-hmm.
We lost him during his plug, of all things.
Yeah.
Oh, my
his
goodness.
His phone had enough. It was angry. Excuse me. I mean, anyone say excuse me around here.
Well, whatever. You're not exactly the bastion of...
Bull Dookie. I say excuse me, good morning, hello, goodbye. You don't you start. Don't you even start. Not the bastion
well,
of
when
what?
When
finish your sentence. Finish your lie.
No, the bastion of... let me put this in a way that you're not going to throw something at me. polite salutations?
Yes, I am. I was raised right. That's a totally different sport.
You're the only one that sounds angry right now.
Because you're lying on me.
Yeah, okay.
Finish your plug, James Michelangelo.
Yeah, go ahead, James. We lost you there.
All right. Yeah, I'm back. So, yeah, it's called JMA New York. It is a show that combines real estate and comedy. And it's for the digital market, and two different platforms are about to pick it up. So I'm excited. It's been a lot of fun this summer to film it.
What's so funny about the real estate market?
Well, what isn't? I mean, the people you meet, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, there's nothing like New York City real estate.
You ain't lying.
It really never fluctuates. It kind of always goes up, which astounds me. But it's really the people and the variation in neighborhoods and the type of apartments you can get in the city. Everything from, you know, $10 million down to $2,000 a month. It's interesting.
Yeah, you can get a closet for about $2,000 a month. You're right.
Yeah, no, you certainly get. Have you gotten more love or hate, James, via social media?
You know what? I have to say it has been pretty much 50-50, you know? I don't really pay attention to the quote-unquote hate. Everybody's got their opinions, and, you know, sports figures are sacred. You know, I'm from Boston. My entire family is, like, diehard Red Sox fans, and you don't mess with that, so I get it. Whatever, you know?
So a lot of hate
off my back.
A lot of hate from Cavaliers fans?
You know, it's actually been the most interesting part is, you know, I don't have a wife. I have a husband, and the homophobia comments, that's been the most difficult part to see.
Oh, wow, really?
Aside from that, I can let it roll off my back. But people kind of taking the gay angle to, like, take shots at me, that was the only part that I was a little disappointed in people about. But you know what? Again, I let it roll off my back.
That is so stupid. All you did was say, don't take a picture of me. Who doesn't do that? Anyone would say that. Don't take a picture of me. I don't know who you are. What are you doing with this camera in my face? That's the dumbest thing.
I hope more good comes out of this for you than bad. And I was very happy to see you did what you did. And best of luck in your little media tour now. Enjoy it, because as they say, this could be the 15 minutes of fame. Hopefully it's not. You get more than that. But enjoy the ride while you're on it now.
I definitely am, and I thank you guys for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You got it, man. Good luck with the show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.